Jim Fitzpatrick. It's not new money, Jim. Is that fair to say?
Yes, I think it is. It's a reprofiling, as the First Minister, Peter Robinson, said. They had a pot of money that they planned to spend on different things. And, of course, the biggest amount was going to go on the A5 roads project, which would have been 85 kilometres of dual carriageway between Derry and Auchnacloy. But, of course, that was going to be part funded by the Irish government. And then, because of the financial squeeze in the Republic, that money was withdrawn, which put perhaps the whole project in doubt. Now, they have decided to proceed with a scaled-down version of the A5. So instead of the 85 kilometres, we're getting 37 kilometres of dual carriageway, 15 kilometres between Londonderry and Strabane, and 22 kilometres between Oma and Ballygawley. So it doesn't go all the way down to Auchnacloy, and the bit between Oma and Strabane is missed out. The reason for sticking with that project, there would probably be various reasons and some political haggling, but also the very fact that it had been so far down the road, if you like, that so much work had been done on it, and they're simply waiting now on the go-ahead from the public inquiries, means that that money is ready to be spent. And finding new uses for all of that money would have been very difficult, but they have found some. So, for instance, one of the roads projects that was mothballed was the 2.4 kilometres of road at Green Island along Belfast Lock there. There's been land acquired. They're ready to upgrade that road. And they've given that one the go-ahead, which wasn't in the budget because they thought they wouldn't be able to afford it. And then they've also been able to find that extra money for the hospitals to bring some projects forward and to give that extra money to Alton and Kelvin to give them a new hospital ward there.
Without overcomplicating it, as I pointed out to the First Minister, when you add the totals up, it's more than their share of what was the original joint commitment with the Irish government.
Yes, the only sceptical voice really in terms of the project at Stormont today was Jim Allister, who said he wanted to see the business case on this. So you would have to question that is costing them more. There was controversy about the road before, whenever the Irish government was going to pay half of it. Now they're only building half of it, but they're paying the full amount. So it is costing them a bit more. And Peter Robinson said that it's not just freed up money from reducing the size of the road, but also they have extra money because of the Chancellor's budget, which reallocated money. They get these things, Barnett consequentials is what it's called, but effectively what it means is if the Chancellor starts to spend more money in certain departments in England, then the departments here get that extra money, and they've been able to use that too to boost the spend here.
Isn't this quite a challenge to try to rejig allocations in this way?
It is a challenge, and we should also just, as I say, see it as this reprofiling. They've announced it today, but it would have been a bigger story if they hadn't announced something, because the total amount really remains much the same, except for those extra bits